Hi, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. The devotional for today, titled The Perfect Name, was written by Marvin Williams. On a hot and humid day, one August, my wife gave birth to our second son, but he remained nameless as we struggled to settle on a given name. After spending many hours in ice cream shops and taking long car rides, we still couldn't decide. He was simply named Baby Williams for 3 days before finally being named Micah. Choosing the right name can be a little frustrating. Well, unless you're God, who came up with the perfect name for the one who would change things forever. Through the prophet Isaiah, God directed King Ahaz to ask him for a sign to strengthen his faith. Though the king refused to ask for a sign, God gave him one anyway, saying in Isaiah chapter 7, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel." God named the child, and he would be a sign of hope to people going through despair. The name stuck, and Matthew breathed new meaning into it when he wrote the narrative of Jesus' birth in Matthew chapter 1. Jesus would be Emmanuel. He wouldn't just be a representative of God, but he would be God in the flesh, coming to rescue his people from the despair of sin. God gave us a sign. The sign is a son. The son's name is Emmanuel, God with us. It's a name that reflects his presence and love. Today, he invites us to embrace Emmanuel and know that he's with us. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 through 17. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear now, you house of David, is it not enough to try the patience of humans? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. He will be eating curds and honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. For before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid waste. The Lord will bring on you and on your people and on the house of your father a time unlike any since Ephraim broke away from Judah. He will bring the king of Assyria." Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Emmanuel, Jesus, your Son, and for always being with us and guiding us through each day. May your eternal presence in us draw people ever closer to you and bring healing to our world. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thanks for tuning in and listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.